the talk of planet Earth. This is TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio. This is Lawyers Who Needs Them. Back to your hosts, Jim and Randall.
And a little Johnny Rivers playing in the background. Professor Staccato taking that 60s music and regurgitating. Right. Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
I'm Jim Hartman.
And it's time for questions from our loyal listeners.
And now it's time for the main event.
All right, main event time. My partner now puts his thinking cap on, and from his vast experience, years and years in front of the bench, sometimes on the bench and occasionally under the bench, he brings you the answers to these unbelievably complex questions. Are you ready, Professor?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Diane from Fargo, North Dakota writes, Dear Jim and Randall, what is the advantage of an employment contract? What is the disadvantage?
Well, the advantage is, of course, and I don't know that this is a disadvantage, the advantages are that you can't be fired except for reasons in the contract, if you put it in there.
Right.
Employment contract lays out your terms of employment, what you're expected to do. Also, there may be some restrictive covenants in there about competition after you leave, non-compete clauses and things like that. But basically, usually, it provides that they're hiring you for a certain length of time as opposed to at will, where
right,
they can
at will,
fire you
at any time,
at the blink of an eye.
Right.
Here, that you're hired, let's say it's a two-year contract, so you're hired for 2 years to be a general manager or whatever it is. And usually they have in there, and you can only be discharged or fired for cause.
Right.
And ordinarily you don't need a cause. So that's how you're protected.
All right.
And, you know, and it also provides for what your salary is going to be, what your benefits are, and so forth.
Okay. Very good. Pat from Newark, New Jersey writes, Dear Jim and Randall, do you agree that injuries should be do you agree that juries, I misread that, juries should be professional and be able to meet standards for intelligence and the ability to read?
Well, I'll break that up. Yes, they should be able to read, and they should be able to read English since documents are in that language, and they have to consider documents in many cases.
Right.
The level of intelligence I can't comment on because that's a subjective type of thing.
Right.
And I don't think they should be professional. I think they should be good, devoted people. I don't think, like, doctors should be judged only by doctors and engineers only by engineers. That would be wrong. I think the average person has enough intelligence so that if the lawyers present the cases clearly and simply to the jury, they can understand them.
Okay.
And it's very often juries are confused because the presentation is so poor.
Okay. That's
so
a good point.
That's where we are.
Okay, Pat, there's your answer. Carl from Falls Church, Virginia writes, Dear Jim and Randall, what are the advantages of joining a class action suit? None. What are the disadvantages?
Well,
I'm sorry, I've been in a few of those, and let my partner tell you why you shouldn't be.
The advantage of a class action suit is that you become a party to an action which you could not yourself afford to
by conduct. Yourself, right.
Because, for instance, the losses are small, but there are many, many people who have suffered these losses, and the total damages may be millions and millions of dollars. And so that you get your dollar and the trouble with the class action
right.
is that it's concocted by lawyers. They seek out plaintiffs. They put together these lawsuits and they settle them and they send you a notice of the pendency of the action and the settlement of the action all
right.
at one time. And they say if you want to get out of it, you have to opt out. Otherwise you're bound by the result. And sometimes you get a free envelope. A couple of dollars, sometimes a little more, and the lawyers make millions on them. So I don't see and in many cases where they're allowing class actions today, I don't think lend themselves to class actions. And so I think there are some disadvantages, and I don't think we have time for me to enumerate them, but for instance, in certain personal injury type actions, even though the causes may be the same, all the damages are different. Everybody has a different kind of injury.
Right.
And I don't think class actions lend themselves to that. But they bring them on the basis of product liability, drugs that are bad, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
So
very
that's
good.
Where we are.
That's a good response today. This is from Bert from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, writes, Dear Jim and Randall, what is a no-fault divorce And are there other common grounds for a divorce?
Well, no fault means you don't need any grounds.
Right.
The two of you go into court and you say, I want to be divorced. Or one goes into court and says, I want to be divorced because she's a pain in the you-know-what.
Right.
Or she goes in and says, he's a pain
in the
you-know-what.
He's a pain, right.
And you get divorced, and some of them have different rules. You file an agreement. You do this. I mean, when I some of them, again, we have 50 states.
Well, but
all have different type of things.
And New York has just
adopted
the
no-fault.
Last state. All 49 other states had a no-fault divorce.
Right. New York finally
got no-fault. Along.
But the way it was conducted, it was tantamount to no-fault anyway.
Okay, the way they implemented it.
Right. So what you have now is you can go in. You don't need cause. You don't have to find infidelity.
Right. You don't have to accuse anybody
or
of
incompatibility
mental
or cruel
anguish,
and inhuman treatment
right,
or anything
right.
like that.
None of the stuff you do to me.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Well, infidelity, you can't.
No, can't go there. But
right.
cruel and inhuman treatment.
You deserve it.
That would be hot.
You deserve it.
Well, right now, Bert, it's all the same. 6 months, you're out of there, man.
Right.
And you don't have to say anything about it. Just make sure you don't come to court with your girlfriend, you knucklehead. Anyway, you're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. We're going to take a short intermission and come back with this week's Simon Hart Award. Don't go away.